So, say, Lord Jesus,
Lord Jesus,
I need ears,
I need ears to hear
what your Holy Spirit,
what your Holy Spirit
is speaking through
St.
Paul,
Paul
to the house of prayer,
for
all nations.
Amen?
Eyes to see,
eyes to see.
A heart to perceive.
And understand.
Your word to me. Amen? On Tuesday, we concentrated on verse 4. The God of this age has blinded the minds of unbelievers so that they cannot see the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God. Now, when you know that the Lord is the image of God, it gives you a different concept than a baby in a crib. Amen? The picture of Christmas is wonderful, and I'm not against it. You know, we have these little mementos that children will use to awaken. And I can remember as a very young boy, we went to the Catholic Church in Quatticook, and I couldn't wait. Even 5, 6 years old, Mom would always give me a nickel or a dime, and there was a little box for the poor. And on the side altar, to the right of the main altar, there the nuns would literally create a mountainous terrain with some kind of tent fabric. And it was all rocks, and they would form. It was never a little house like this. It was always like a cave. Mm-hmm. And all the little statuettes that they used for all the different personages. And the Holy Spirit, many years later, showed me that that was a beginning in my heart of acknowledging that a baby had been born in the earth. So don't underestimate all these little things that God uses to awaken us, because he says a part of your coordinates are constructed by the hand of your parents. So don't back up and say, oh, I wish they would have had this and that. No. Recognize that it was God's plan to bring you through those circumstances, to awaken in you and in me what Christ and Christmas is all about. So, watch the next verse here. Well, go back. The God of this age has blinded the minds of unbelievers. What does that mean? That they can't see what you see. Verse 4. 2 Corinthians 4:4. The God of this world or this age has blinded the minds of unbelievers. Now, verse 5. For we do not preach ourselves. You know, if you look at just those words alone, I could probably preach for the next hour. We do not preach ourselves. Don't advertise you in the process of trying to tell somebody about Jesus. Mm-hmm. Yes, you can testify what he's done in you, but it's not about you and me.
Amen.
It's about him, and he's available to them. Okay? Now, but Jesus Christ as Lord and ourselves as the servants for Jesus' sake. Now you say, well, I never thought of myself as a servant. Well, I'll give you an example. Anne came in this morning. She came in early and she began to practice. What is she doing? She's going on the organ and she's going to practice. What for?
Stress.
Yeah. Is she doing this just because it's a good idea to show up early? No. She is conscious that she is a servant to this house of prayer and to the Lord. I was part of a worship team for many, many years. You know what time I went to church? We started at 8:15. What time do you think I was there?
7:30.
I was there at 7:15, sometimes 7:15. I would intercede. I would be walking in the church, and I would be interceding in the Spirit, walking around. You say, well, what were you doing? I was praying in the Holy Ghost because my brains are not that great. My brains are limited. Okay? Today, that same building is filled with Holy Ghost-filled people. trusting in God. And religion has been what? Moved to another church. Did that prayer that I prayed 20 years ago manifest this particular truth? There's no way that I know. It's not about me. It's about obedience. It's about you and I being called of God to serve. When I was transferred over to Grace Church of Christ, I did not start in the music ministry there. I started by sitting in a bench, listening, because it was a totally different form of worship. Why? Because that's what they did, and I had to learn to what?
Obey.
What else?
Serve.
What was my purpose there? And by the way, it's going to be 30 years in 2 weeks that I began working there. And I argued with Pastor Gino because he wanted me to start in May, and I kept saying, no, February. And he finally started to giggle and pulled out of his drawer that little phone number that we ended up having for a season until the Lord closed the door for that ministry. You know, God opens and God closes. Look at your neighbor, say, God opens. And he also closes. And he knows when. And it may not be suitable to your emotions. Why am I laughing? Because a servant is not about what or who or the job he's choosing. When this man was in the Marines, he did what he was what?
Told.
Why? Get your butt in gear. Do what I tell you. Amen? Well, isn't that the truth? Are we not servants of the Most High God?
Yes, we are. Yes.
So it's not all about how your emotions are going to fit in.
Amen.
And are you seeing this word come alive now? Mm-hmm. See, the purpose to go and pound something home is so that it will change the way you think about who you are in Christ. What St. Paul was teaching the Corinthians is no different than what he's trying to teach to us today. That's why the word was written. Why is it that it's important for you to write down what God gives you?
So you can share it.
So you can go back. Why do you need to go back? Because some of us are a little thick. And the enemy comes to what? Steal, kill, and destroy. So what does he want to do? He wants to put you out of commission. He doesn't want you to write anything down, girl.
He'll never put her out of commission.
He's tried.
I'm sure.
He's tried, but she has been persistent and written it.
Amen.
If it wasn't written on December, January, you wouldn't have those records. Amen. I've got stuff in here that I've have written that I had to copy. There were times God would send me back into all my old stuff. And I'd say, Lord, that's not important for now. He says, you couldn't understand it then. And you know what? He proved me right. I couldn't remember. I couldn't understand the purpose at that time. When he gave me those words, he gave them to me, and then he adjusted my understanding. Because it's not all about me. Amen? It's about serving him. Verse 6, for God who said, let the light shine out of darkness, made his light shine in my heart to give me the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ, in the face of the anointed. That's the word Christ. Now you say, I don't understand. Well, understanding is something that comes with time. It's something that comes by revelation. And when you have something that happens to you, you begin to question. And when you question, the Holy Ghost is very happy about that. You know why? Who can tell me why?
Because he likes to answer you.
He likes to answer you. What else?
He wants us to seek him.
He wants us to seek him. Okay. What else?
Shows you're maturing.
Huh?
It shows you're maturing.
Okay.
But I mean, we should question. We just don't just take everything at, you know, what someone tells you. It's our job to question.
It's our job to question. What happens if we don't question and we flow blindly?
Like a robot.
Like a robot? What's going to happen?
Won't understand.
Won't understand. Okay. The Lord this morning made his light shine in our hearts. Was pretty dramatic, and it kind of pushed me to go into looking a couple of points about the light. Because again, it's kind of ironic because he confirmed himself this morning through Mary. Now, I had no knowledge about Mary's coordinates. But the prayer group that started at St. Anne's in 1977 was called the Children of Light. And I'll be honest with you, as far as a good Catholic boy, I had no understanding of what that meant. But when the word came, it was at my house at one of the leadership meetings. We had leadership meetings every month and sometimes every couple weeks. So my house was a chosen vessel to, let's say, bring light into Three Rivers. You say, well, you know, why would I choose to use? It's up to him, okay? But I thought it would be kind of neat to reflect what God is really saying. So if you look at Judges 5:31, it says, Judges 5:31, many of your enemies perish, O Lord, but may they who love you be like the sun, S-U-N, when it rises in its strength. Then the land had peace 40 years. So now the believers are radiating light. Kind of cool, right? Isaiah 60, you probably know by heart. Nations will come to your light and kings to the brightness of your dawn. D-A-W-N. It's confirmed in Isaiah 62, verse 1. This word that you had about the bridge, about the north and the south, I can tell you, young lady, I'm going to have to guess at the year. But I had a meeting with the young man that opened up the church down in Connecticut. And he opened up the church in right along the edge of the, in near Bridgeport? New Haven? West Haven. Anybody can remember the name of the church? Now my brains are blank.
Gateway.
I met with the pastor that was leaving here, Massachusetts, going back to Connecticut, and the Lord showed me a vision. It's never been confirmed, except for today. And I held that vision in my heart. And what I saw was the flow of the water of the Connecticut River went in reverse. And I questioned this, and I said to that pastor, because the Lord had given me a word for him, and we met at a restaurant right off of, on Route 5. And I had just had the vision, and the Lord said not to speak the vision, but to hold it. Because he showed me that what God was going to do in his place, because Gateway was then beginning to manifest, okay? That the word was to impress me that the water, or the living water, was going to go in reverse and it was going to end up in Canada. What you may not realize is that a part of that vision was when Claude began to press in that wanted to obey the Holy Spirit, and he is at the headwaters of the Connecticut, which is not quite in Canada. It's right on the border. Okay? The river that goes by almost visible distance from his house, okay, is actually the headwaters of the Connecticut River. And the headwaters of the Connecticut are in the Canadian side of the literal border. So when the name came that it would be the North Kingdom House of Prayer, that was also another piece of the puzzle. And again, the water would reverse, meaning the living water. See, for God to turn a river around is no big deal. Okay? So what God is going to be doing, I believe, now that you've confirmed it, is he's going to use us as one of those. Don't forget, we're connected to the House of Prayer up north. And we are a part of that group. And they are a part of us, and they know it. Now, was that God's plan? Absolutely. Would I have ever conceived that we would have a House of Prayer up at the tippity top of Vermont? No, to be honest with you. And they are so close that from their house you can see the New Hampshire side, because the river separates the two states. So these coordinates about the light outshines the darkness, okay? The next part is Matthew 5, verse 14. You are the light of the world. A city on a hill cannot be hidden. And I thought, oh my God, Lord. We are the light of the world. Try it on. Say, I am the light.
I am the light.
Of the world.
Of the world.
And I am a part of the city.
And I am a part of the city.
That's on a hill.
That's on a hill.
And it cannot be hidden.
Cannot be hidden.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Acts 13:47. For this is what the Lord has commanded us. Are we not servants? If we get a command, what happens to us? We better pay attention, right? I have made you a light for the Gentiles. I have made you a light for the Gentiles, that you may bring salvation just around your neighborhood.
No.
Oh, thank you for not agreeing. To the ends of... This time I'm going to ask you to close your eyes. Say, Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit.
I need your help.
I need your help.
This needs to be cemented.
Needs to be
cemented. Inside my heart.
Inside my heart.
You have made me.
You have made me.
A light to the Gentiles.
A light to the Gentiles.
That I may bring salvation.
That I may bring salvation.
To the ends of the earth.
To the ends of the earth.
Wherever you send me.
Wherever you send me.
Whatever job I have.
Whatever job I have.
It's to minister salvation.
It's to minister salvation.
And I want to radiate.
And I want to radiate
the light of Christ.
The light of Christ.
To touch them and give them hope. Because many of them are falling apart.
Because many of them are falling apart.
And I am the light.
And I am the light.
That will show the way.
That will show the way.
To Jesus Christ.
To Jesus Christ.
He is within me.
He is within me.
And he will radiate through me.
And he will radiate through me.
That's why I'm his servant.
That's why I'm his servant.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Ephesians 5:8. Ephesians 5:8. For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Live as children of light. You know, did you ever have an experience where your mind is going in the wrong direction and you're almost conscious of it, but you can't really stop it?
Amen. Amen.
You're heading in that wrong space. You know it, but you're saying, oh, God, why can't I stop this? Okay? It's because you're accustomed to flowing in darkness. It's a little more comfortable to flow in darkness and in despair because you used to live there. And your age doesn't matter. It's not about age. It's knowing that that is where you were comfortable for years, and we have a habit of what? Visiting the old comfort zone.
Amen.
Amen. And when we go back there, oh, it feels, why am I feeling, You know, it used to be comfortable, but now it's like there's pickers in the nest.
Right.
And they're just like, what are you doing here? What are you doing here, Kim? What are you doing here? Don't you know you are better than this? You are greater than this? You're the light? You're supposed to radiate the light? And then you say, oh, God, please help me. Get me up out of here. Okay? Because that old nest is not comfortable anymore. The Holy Ghost took out all the fluffy fluff. Okay? Just like the ego, you know. He takes out all the fluffy fluff because the kids have got wings now. They need to fly. So your season of comfort may come at different intervals from different people. And we have a tendency to wake up, you know, the ones that we think are sleeping. They might need to rest for a little while because they may be young. Amen? Mm-hmm. So the young ones need to have a little more cushy ride, okay? And you need to just pray for them so that, you know, they get a little more fluff for a few more weeks or months or years, because we don't know. He allowed you and me to grow up. Why? Who opens our minds to understand him?
He does.
Yeah. So all of a sudden we'd say, oh my God, I used to think this way, but what am I doing here?
Amen.
Okay? What am I doing here? Why is it that you're aware that you're even there? Feeling sorry for yourself. No, it never happens to you guys, but it happens to me, okay? Even on our birthday, we say, oh, God!
No.
No, you didn't.
No.
Praise God.
No.
Thank God you saw it, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
That's how I looked at it.
Good. So, we were once darkness, but we're no longer darkness. We may visit darkness. You may see someone else in darkness. You may want to pull them out. How many know you don't miss out when you try to help somebody out, but sometimes you want to help them and you're not going to be received?
Amen.
You're not going to be received.
Amen.
Why? Because you and I, in our natural space, want to help them come up because you know what it's like to feel crummy. You don't want to tell them that they're feeling crummy because that'll help them to get a little more
crummier.
Thank you. I like it.
They may have to sit there a while before they're
yes, ready. Yes. Yeah. Before the Holy Spirit puts a few of those little pins or those little
firecrackers.
I like that. Yeah. Whatever he has to do, he has to do it. Amen. One more scripture, Philippians 2:15. I like this one because it's showing you a little bit of where we're at. So that you may become blameless and pure children of God, without fault in a crooked and depraved generation, in which you shine like stars in the universe. Now that's pretty heavy, but it's truth. So I'm going to ask you again to close your eyes. Say, Lord, I need to understand this word.
I know
that by faith,
I have become blameless
and pure. I'm a child of God,
without fault,
in a crooked and depraved generation,
in which you shine.
In which I shine
like a star in the universe.
Like a star in the universe.